Stand Up by Rita Morrow. Each day that God allows us to have is another day full of different challenges. Our days are consumed by to-do lists. Whether we work outside the home, parents at home raising children, or someone that is retired, we all have schedules to keep. Throughout our busy schedules, we come in contact with so many different beliefs and attitudes. We're supposed to stand strong for what we believe in. As a Christian, I stand up for Christ. The more I've studied, the more I've read Scripture, the more that I am continuing to learn only promotes my faith in God to keep growing. When I'm challenged by others about God, I am prepared to defend. Ephesians 6:11. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. The secular world in which we live in threatens to destroy Christianity. We live in a me culture. I'm going to do and say what I want because I can. I don't have to follow rules. I can live the way I want and believe what I want. We get bombarded by this kind of thinking every day. We have to defend the Christian faith. Colossians 2:8. See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. Sometimes the pressure we feel can be overwhelming. Satan loves for us to back down and cave into our fear of rejection. But that's not what our Savior calls us to do. Psalm 118:6-7. The Lord is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is on my side as my helper. I shall look to triumph on those who hate me. I will keep going forward. I will keep trusting my Savior. I will continue to stand up for Jesus. He put me first. I will put him first. Hebrews 4:14, English Standard Version. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. Joshua 23:6, English Standard Version. Therefore, be strong to keep and do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, turning aside from it neither to the right hand nor to the left. Philippians 1:27, English Standard Version. Only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come to you and see you or am absent, I may hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit, one mind, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel. Have a blessed day.